With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. WXPR is still working to learn more about the natural gas liquids leak in Iron County Tuesday. Enbridge says a semi-truck that was parked and had no one in it rolled into the Line 5 pipeline at an excavation site, causing the leak. The section of pipe was immediately isolated. Local emergency response crews remain on site. Line 5 is shut down as the response continues. The company is still calculating the volume released, according to reporting by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In the meantime, WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with an expert on natural gas liquids about what they are and the potential impact.
Natural gas liquids are hydrocarbons, including ethane, propane, butane, isobutane, and natural gasoline. They're separated from natural gas during processing. They're used as fuels and feedstocks in the production of products such as plastics, medical supplies, electronics, clothing, and fertilizers. According to Enbridge, Line 5 transports up to 540,000 barrels per day of light crude oil, light synthetic crude, and natural gas liquids, which are refined into propane. Dr. Ray Menser is a professor of engineering practice at Purdue University and executive director of the Purdue Process Safety and Assurance Center. He doesn't have knowledge of this specific incident. Pipeline leaks are among his areas of research.
These hydrocarbons at this molecular weight want to be vapor, and in general, they're going to evaporate.
Menser says any environmental impacts will depend largely on how much was leaked, which we don't know at this time.
I mean, they're going to have their environmental people look at the site and basically determine, is there any residual left there, or has everything evaporated?
Line 5 stretches from Superior, Wisconsin, through the UP to Ontario. Enbridge is in the process of rerouting Line 5 around the Bad River Reservation in Iron and Ashland counties. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Enbridge told WXPR it's not doing interviews at this time and will provide more information as it becomes available. Two separate fires in the Lakeland area kept firefighters busy Wednesday morning. A fire at Sherry's Pub and Grub in Minocqua was reported just before 2 a.m. The Minocqua Fire and Rescue Department says the restaurant was on fire by the time the first crews arrived. The department said a ruptured gas line made suppression extremely difficult until Wisconsin Public Service got there to secure the gas and electric utilities. It took firefighters from nearly a dozen departments and more than 5 hours to fully extinguish the fire. Less than an hour after the call came in for that fire, another one came in for a structure fire in Arbovita, with people possibly trapped inside the home. That call diverted some firefighters from the Minocqua Fire. Firefighters found smoke coming from the home on Bethel Drive when they arrived. Crews searched the home, but no one was found inside. The home is considered a total loss. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office says the fire was started in the kitchen area. The cause is unknown at this time. No injuries were reported. A controversial UP copper mine is getting $50 million in state grants after years of trying. The Copperwood Mining Project is located north of Ironwood near Porcupine Mountain State Park and along the shores of Lake Superior. Bridge Michigan reports the Michigan Strategic Fund awarded the Canadian company behind the proposed mine $45 million toward an estimated $129 million in site readiness costs. It awarded another $5 million to the Gogebic County Road Commission to make road updates in Wakefield Township. Developers of the project sought state funding several times since 2023. Proponents say it will restore economic vitality to the declining area, but others warn of risks from mine pollution so close to Lake Superior and the Porcupine Mountains. A new poll matching up the two candidates for Wisconsin governor shows Democrat David Crowley leading Republican Tom Tiffany by 5 points among likely voters. But Wisconsin Public Radio reports the Crowley advantage shrinks when polling all registered voters. That's according to the first Marquette Law School poll since Crowley and Tiffany emerged from the August 11th primary. Pollster Charles Franklin says you could either come away with a modest Crowley advantage or a dead tie. Meta has agreed to pay up to $18 billion and add stronger child safety measures to its Facebook and Instagram platforms as part of a landmark legal settlement. Wisconsin would receive at least $219 million and up to $313 million if conditions involving other social media companies are met. through what State Attorney General Josh Call called the largest big tech settlement in the history of the country. The deal announced Wednesday ends a trial over teen social media addiction and settles claims with 48 states and some U.S. territories. As data center projects dot the nation's landscape, public backlash is not letting up. That's according to a new poll showing 3/4 of Americans oppose such a project in their backyard, with similar sentiments in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
The survey from Heatmap News says 75% of respondents either somewhat or strongly oppose the construction of a data center in their community. That's slightly higher than Heatmap's spring survey and a significant jump from the same poll a year ago. Organizer Blaine Halverson with Uniting West Wisconsin says, based on neighbors he's talked to, there's genuine fear.
It is something that I think people in their gut know is going to change the basic nature and soul of their community.
Other polling indicates that while the public might recognize certain economic benefits touted by developers, respondents are more worried about environmental and quality of life impacts. I'm Mike Moen.
Oneida County recently passed a one-year moratorium on data center development to allow time for rules governing such developments to be drafted. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.